In this demo, Peter Myers is going to show us how to develop an interactive dashboard in SharePoint 2010 Performance Point Services using a filter, a scorecard, and an interactive report.
In this demonstration, I'm going to continue with my development in Dashboard Designer to create a filter, a report, and to assemble a dashboard. So the next step then is to add to my Performance Point content library a new filter. And I select a time intelligence filter. And then I add in my data source that I have configured with time properties in the previous demonstration. And then I create some formulas here, like year, which means this year. And you'll see the pattern quite quickly. Year minus one means last year. And year minus four means 4 years ago. And we can do things like year.firstMonth, colon, month, which is that the current month is our month year-to-date. Now when I click preview, we can see that it resolves to certain members within our cube, and I've intentionally included year minus four because the sample data doesn't include 2010 or 2009. But you can appreciate from this brief demonstration of producing the filter that there's no requirement to understand complex MDX functions in order to perform time navigation. We simply configure how time works at the data connection level, and then we can use these simple expressions to come up with time-based formula. When I click Next, I get to choose what type of filter display. Is it a single drop-down list, or a tree, or a multi-select tree? In this case, it'll be a drop-down list. And then I click Finish to add that filter to the library, and I'll call it my date filter. So next, I'm going to introduce a report, and this is the analytic requirement. That at times we see the scorecard, we have questions about, well, why are we off track? Well, my analytic grid that will be based off my internet sales connection will support an interactive experience to start to answer questions, perhaps why the monitoring is revealing unfavorable results. So I'm going to call this my sales by customer. And then from the details pane over here, I can introduce the measures, in this case to my columns. Let's put sales, profit, and profit percent. And then on the rows, I'm going to place the customer hierarchy. And then I can configure which members to display. So I can include the all, and I can also say auto-select everything at country level. And now we get to see everything and a breakdown by country and the ability to drill down if we need to go into further detail to state and to individual customer. Now, to support passing dashboard filters into this report, I'm also going to place the date hierarchy and the product hierarchy into the background. These will be endpoints to which the filter can pass to, and also the scorecard you'll see when I assemble the dashboard can pass into. Just to point out that we can convert this to become a bar chart or any other type of report that we have here, like a pie chart, if necessary. So we can do this at design time, or the user has the ability to do this when exploring the report in the dashboard. So the final step is to introduce the dashboard itself. We have these zones, of which I'll choose the header and two columns, and I'm going to call this my internet sales dashboard. Dashboards can consist of multiple pages, of which today I'll just have the one page. But into the header zone, I'm going to take from my details here the date filter and drag it into that zone. From my scorecards, I'll put the scorecard in the left column and my report in the right column. And what's left then is the wiring up. So how do connections work? Upon the selection of a filter, what should happen with the selected value? So hovering over my date filter here, I can take the member unique name. So this is the unique name within the cube itself, and I can pass it to the scorecard. The connection is then established, and we can pass it to different parts of the scorecard. Passing it to the page says it will simply filter the scorecard by the past value. And I'm going to do the very same connection by taking that member unique name and dropping it into my sales by customer report. And remember the two endpoints that I added, they're now available here. So I'll pass it to date calendar. The last connection I'm going to create, and I'll do this the manual way, is that you can select the target and then here on the ribbon, create connection. Where is it coming from? My profitability scorecard. On the values tab, what's being passed? Well, from the member row, take the member unique name. So recall on the scorecard that on the rows, I have the product categories. And then I can pass that into my products hierarchy. And now we're ready to save everything, which saves all of the content back to the SharePoint libraries. So the data connections library, the performance point content library, and I'm ready then to deploy the dashboard to SharePoint. So in doing so, Dashboard Designer creates the WebPart page for each page in the dashboard, and then inserts WebParts to reflect the different items that we've placed in, be it your filter, scorecard, or report. So now when I filter and say, show me what was going on 4 years ago, we get to see what was going on with the scorecard. We can drill down, and the selection from a row member will also update the sales here. So watch what happens when I press mountain bikes. This updates to show me the mountain bikes, and then I can start to explore here.